hear this. Now hear this.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this. All Marines prepare to disembark in full battle gear.
The highest honor a guy can get is a little trinket known as the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now, these particular medals aren't passed out like confetti. They aren't won in a crap game or by catching four aces. A couple of weeks ago, a 24-year-old kid got his picture in the paper shaking hands with the President of the United States. He'd been through a battle. And after an action which was over and above the call of duty, at the risk of his life, he secured a position on a small hill in a small country called Korea. This 24-year-old guy is Lieutenant Henry Comiskey of the Marine Corps. Now, in the Navy, a Marine is sometimes referred to as a seagoing bellhop or a chocolate sailor, but he's always respected. Respected because of guys like Lieutenant Henry Comiskey. How different is a guy who wins a Congressional Medal of Honor? What makes him tick? Well, I can't exactly say. You'll have to make up your own mind. But to give you an even chance, I'll start you back a few years, say, to July of 1946, to the living room of a comfortable house in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Anybody seen Henry?
Down in the backyard.
I did.
Living room?
If you see him first, Dad, tell him I want to see him.
Okay.
Hank?
On the couch, honey.
You must be getting deaf. Didn't she hear me call you?
Mom used to use that tone of voice when I ducked out of drying dishes.
You've been acting like a kid these past few days.
Me?
Uh-huh. For instance, on Wednesday, you brought me some perfume.
Well, you said you wanted some.
On Monday, you brought me some flowers.
Well, kid was selling them. I thought you'd like them.
I did, honey, only...
Then what's the beef?
No beef. I just feel like I've had it.
Hmm. You're talking like a Marine, Jesse.
I'm your wife, Hank, remember? When you've got something on your mind, you're supposed to tell me.
Oh, honestly, honey.
You're moody, restless, a million miles away.
I'm sorry.
It's been 2 months since you left the Marine Corps.
I know.
Your father has a friend on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway. He said he could get you a good job.
Jess, I've been thinking...
Good money. We could move out west. The climate's wonderful. It's perfect for raising a family.
Is that what you want, Jess?
I want what you want.
You sure?
I'm trying to be sure.
Jess, for 3 days I've been trying to find a way to say this. For 3 days I've been waiting for the right time. I want to sign up again, Jess.
Didn't you get enough last time? You did your part, Hank. 21 months overseas. Your kid brother plays with the Purple Heart you won at Iwo Jima.
Jess, I belong. I'm happy.
I'd rather someone else's husband was a hero. I'd like mine to be home for dinner.
Well, there's no war on, but if there was, I'd go back, you know that.
I know.
Honestly, honey, I'm not trying to prove anything. I don't know what kind of a mess the world is getting itself into. I just want to re-enlist.
Have you? I mean, did you?
No. Not until I made sure it was okay with you. Only I've thought a lot about it, Jess. It's what I want. But you've got to agree. First time I joined, I was 17. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 19, I'm married, and I love my wife. And I don't want her to be unhappy.
I think I know. It's all right with me, Hank. Just as long as it's what you want.
I'll get Dad's car and we'll go out for the evening. Really paint the town red.
I'll wear my new dress.
All right, you hurry it up. I'm going to tell Dad I'm using the car.
Hank?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. You just forgot to ask me if I'd worry.
Well, find anything different about Corporal Comiskey? Joined the Marine Corps when he was a kid, got married when he was a kid, even though he didn't think so. You know, it's a little tough to remember you ever were a kid after 21 months overseas in the Purple Heart at Iwo Jima. Anyway, he signed up for another hitch and spent the next 3 years at Paris Island as a drill instructor. A drill instructor? Well, he's the guy who takes a civilian and makes a Marine out of him. Now, to Comiskey, the Marine Corps was a career, and a few stripes on his arm wasn't enough. So he applied for Officers Training School. Officers Training School? Well, that's where they take Marines and try to make Supermen out of them.
It's raining, Hank. Third night in a row. Gonna get nice and sloppy for maneuvers tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Surprised they haven't got us walking through it now.
Some instructor will think of it.
Hey, can the chatter, Comiskey?
Knock it off, Jersey. You can sleep later. We got important things to discuss.
Oh, he's right, Chris. Let's grab some shut-eye.
You tired?
Oh, I was tired 3 weeks ago. Now I'm dead.
Imagine going through all this and not getting the commission.
You'll get your bars.
I can only remember why I wanted to be an officer. I can only remember why I'm doing this to myself.
Well, fellas, you going to shoot the breeze all night? Do you object because they're giving us a few hours to sleep?
Why did you decide to become an officer, Jersey?
I don't know.
Must have had some reason.
Yeah, I guess so. My old man was a Marine officer.
How about you, Hank?
I got a wife and a kid. You'd be surprised how much a small kid can eat. Besides, my wife likes the idea. You know women.
There must be an easier way to earn a buck. So help me. Someday I'm going to outrank that lieutenant. If I have to win a war all by myself, I'm going to outrank him. And then, oh, brother.
I knew a shaved tail like that once. And he was in it.
What's the guy got against his future brother officers?
Well, if that guy's going to be a future brother, anything of mine, I'm going to quit right now. He won't be happy until he busts me right back to corporal.
This guy on Iwo, he was a stickler for the rules. Everything had to be just right. Turned out to be a regular Joe. Saw a lot of combat. Won a couple of medals.
What's the point?
No point. I was just talking.
Well, I'm going to hit the sack. It's because some guy wins a couple of medals I got to like this, Lieutenant? Doesn't figure.
Always complaining, that Lieutenant. Always complaining. No matter what we do, he thinks it isn't good enough.
Let's knock it off, Chris. I'm beat, huh?
Okay. Oh, the minute I get those bars, I'm just going to fall to the floor and sleep the sleep of a second lieutenant.
Hey, Hank.
Yeah?
This officer, the one who turned into a nice guy. What happened to him?
He saved 3 guys. They gave him another medal.
Good for him. Where's he now?
On Iwo Jima. He was killed there.
The brand new lieutenant got himself a sweet berth at Quantico. But when the almost war in Korea got hot, the brand new lieutenant requested a new assignment. He tossed a duffel bag aboard a troop transport and headed across the Pacific. Wasn't a new experience. He'd been there before. He stopped off at Pearl, then back aboard for a couple of thousand more miles. Past islands that had made the headlines 5 years earlier. And then, in full battle gear, stood at the railing of a transport, as he'd stood at a railing before, and waited with the same tightness he'd felt before.
It's a nice day, huh, Chris?
Yeah.
It'll be a big show.
Yeah?
Here it gets cold in this country. I never could get used to fighting in the cold.
Yeah, the Navy's opening up.
Let them keep tossing shells.
Join the view, Lieutenant.
Oh, hiya, Boats.
Hi.
My pal and I were just listening to the music.
Yeah. Funny how you never seem to get used to it. I've heard it coming and going. I still get tight inside.
How long you been sailing, Boats?
Oh, a long time. Two world wars in this, whatever this is.
They tell me we're using live ammunition.
Well, that sort of makes a war of it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Now hear this. H-hour minus 10. First Marines prepare to board landing vessels.
It's been a short hour, Hank.
Well, we got time.
You know something? I never even heard of Korea before this thing started. Here I am, going into fight, and I never even heard of the place. Funny, huh?
Better this way. Keeps it impersonal and far away from home.
Sent my wife a present from Pearl. Likes to get a present from different countries.
Sent my daughter Cassie a bathing suit. Probably too big. We better get moving, Fisk.
Yeah.
I'll see you when we hit the beach.
Yeah, I'll bring the hot dogs.
Don't forget the beer. It's liable to get hot.
Okay, you guys, come on down. Let's go.
Marines, forward landing vessels.
All right, hold down the chatter for a minute.
All right, all right.
You've been briefed on what we're up against. You've been trained. Some of us are new at this. Some of you were island hopping during the last one. You guys who have never been in action, everybody's scared. The only thing you've got to remember is to keep your weapon ready, stay low, and move fast. And, yeah, the enemy's a lot more scared than you are.
Poor enemy must be shaken apart.
Okay, let's get moving. All right, come on, pick them up. Sergeant, get those men moving.
You heard the lieutenant. Move.
All right, all right.
Okay, sailor, we're all aboard. Take us in.
Lieutenant,
what's on your mind, Max?
You think there's going to be much opposition?
I always figure oppositions. Better to be surprised if there isn't any. Now listen, guys, when this boat hits the beach, I'm going to start running, do you understand? And I expect every guy in my platoon to be running up my back, do you understand?
Don't worry, we'll be right
back. You heard what the lieutenant said. Any guy gets chicken, he's going to answer to me.
Hit the beach, on the run. Stay low, weave, dodge, and flop. Don't try to take the whole country in 5 minutes.
You understand? You don't have to worry about these guys, Lieutenant.
We're landing in a place called Incheon. We take Incheon and head for the town of Seoul.
All alone?
If we have to.
Now I feel a little better. At least I know what to expect.
We're a couple of hundred yards from the beach. Keep facing the front of the boat. You know our sector of the beach. Scatter when we hit it.
You don't really feel any better.
Let me, if not, let me turn yellow.
Dodge, weave, and hit the deck. Dodge, weave, and hit the deck.
I've got to act like an officer. Only how does an officer act? I'm like screaming like Lynn. Let me.
Dodge, weave, and hit the deck. Dodge, weave, and hit the deck.
That officer on Evo, he knew how to act. He knew what to do.
Okay, start moving.
Let's go!
Come on. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your tails down. Take them down and go fast.
Well, let's go!
Take the beat. Take over.
Chihuahua, Incheon, sand all tastes the same.
Almost everyone is interested in a sound investment, particularly when that investment pays huge dividends. Today, every American has the opportunity to make such an investment and to receive dividends which can never be measured in mere dollars and cents, because no dividend is as great as that of life itself. The men in our armed forces need blood, blood which is required to restore the life and vigor of our sick and wounded soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen. You see, our supplies of human blood plasma have been depleted gravely by the demands of the Korean campaign and must be replenished to assure an adequate supply to meet any given emergency. The need is vital. The need is now. It's so little to give and so much to receive. But don't take my word for it. Just ask any Purple Heart veteran of our armed forces what a transfusion of blood meant to him in his hour of need. And then make this your opportunity to invest in the security of the United States by a donation of blood to our armed forces. Your Navy urges you to do your share to protect the men who guard and protect these United States. Call your local Red Cross chapter without delay and ask where you may make your contribution of blood to our armed forces.
Someplace I heard that you could put the whole country of Korea into the state of Texas and lose it. Well, maybe so. But it's a cinch that the guy who said it wasn't with the 1st Marines. It gets kind of big when you're walking all the way. And walking into the teeth of everything the North Koreans could trigger. And then just for that added touch, just to make it a pleasant little walk, Korea has a climate that's a climate. They have two seasons. Too cold and too hot. And it rains in Korea. Day and night, it rains. The 1st Marines operate with the Navy. They're kind of used to water, but they prefer it under them, not coming down. Well, finally, they got Incheon behind them and started up toward the capital city of Seoul. The enemy objected. The enemy sort of thought we ought to be shoved back into the sea. But the Marine Corps takes a lot of convincing, has a few ideas of its own. So they kept walking and shooting and waiting until they could walk and shoot some more.
Hey, Lieutenant. Listen.
I don't hear anything but rain.
That's just it. So quiet. No gunfire.
Tell the men to stand easy. We're going to rest for a while.
All right, guys, take a break. Don't get too far from your rifles.
Max, I'm tired. I bet we covered 4 miles.
Seemed like 100.
Want a cigarette?
Thanks, Lieutenant.
Keep it covered.
So far, I haven't seen one thing in this country that I like. Not one thing.
Okay, if I flop here, Lieutenant, make yourself comfortable, Corporal. Thanks for the invitation. Now, if you'll tell me how, at least no one's shooting at us. You mean the war is over? Not quite.
You kids are too impatient. If you had a taste of Guadalcanal, you'd know what war is.
Max, do me a favor. Don't try and convince me that any other war was tougher than this. I got trouble enough with this one. You'll get used to it. Maybe. I'll never get to like it.
They're letting a bunch of sissies into the Marine Corps.
You know any personally, Max?
Huh?
They ought to fight wars like ball games. You know, call them off when it starts to rain.
I'll speak to the general.
It's not that important, Lieutenant. I don't want to get him angry. He's liable to bust me right back to a civilian. Hey, that might not be a bad idea.
Company.
You're a little edgy, Sergeant.
I'm just being careful, Lieutenant.
Hi, Chris.
I could have wiped out half your platoon, Hank.
Maybe. But if you turn around, you'll see about 18 rifles pointed right at the middle of your back.
Do you mind telling them I'm on our side?
Sit down.
Sorry we can't serve tea, Lieutenant, but the maid ran off with the butler.
Yeah, I haven't slept in the bed for a week. Every time I pick out a house, the enemy turns it into matchsticks.
You should have come over last night, Lieutenant. One of the guys liberated a pig. We hate like kings.
No kidding?
Some of my Marines have CB blood in them.
How's it look for tomorrow, Hank?
Dirty. I got my orders about an hour ago. About 2 miles ahead, we're going to run into the enemy. There's a hill we should take. They're dug in solid.
My group's cutting off to bypass it. We move up, and then we sit and wait for reinforcements.
Hey, Max, what are reinforcements?
What I came over to tell you, Hank, is that Jersey is okay.
Yeah, but I heard...
One of my kids just got back from the hospital. Went back to have a wound dressed. Anyway, he stopped in to see Jersey, and he said the guy's going to pull through.
Oh, that's great.
Had to pour about 8 pints of blood into him.
But they pulled him through.
How about the arm? He didn't have to lose it. Well, I got to get back to my guys. Take it easy tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you around.
Say, Hank.
Hmm?
Look, if I acted funny on the ship, I mean, before we hit the beach...
I was too scared to notice.
Thanks.
See you around.
You didn't look scared, Lieutenant. I've seen scared guys.
Okay to smoke, Lieutenant? Yeah, sure. Just cup it in your hand and hug the ground. Give me a cigarette, Max.
It means it's okay to smoke your own, not mine.
Got your sentries posted, Max?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to knock off for a couple of hours' sleep. We'll move again at daybreak. I don't want to walk into that hill in the dark.
We got about 3 hours, sir.
Yeah, I know. Better check your sentries.
Yes, sir. Come on, Tom.
Where are we heading, Max?
Some town called Seoul.
Fenway.
Keep your eyes open, Pete. How should I know? 38th parallel.
Fenway.
You sure are full of questions.
I got a right to know. I'm fighting this war, ain't I?
You and a few other guys. Don't you ask the lieutenant? He's the guy with the answers.
I said, rather ask you. You got his ear. You know where we're going.
I'm guessing.
Then guess.
Stop leaning on that rifle, Bert. You're on sentry duty, not at a dance.
I'm tired. That Marine's always tired.
Me too.
You haven't answered my question.
What question?
Where are we heading after Seoul, after this parallel, which the way I figure it doesn't mean much anyway.
Look, Tony, we're going where we're told to go. When we get there, we'll be there.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
You know what it seems to me?
I don't know, and I don't even care. All right, let's take our 10 here. It's pretty dry.
Seems to me, when we get where we're going, we won't have been any place.
And that's exactly the kind of war it's turned out to be. 2 feet up, 1 foot back, 3 miles up one hill, 5 miles back toward the sea. The whole war seemed like a ball bouncing up and down. But a Marine has to know where he's going. Not so much why, but where. Because when you get someplace, you can start looking for home. But in September of 1950, home was a long way off. And the objective was Seoul. An objective which, if you asked any Marine, looked a whole lot easier on paper than it did on the fields and low hills of Korea.
You guys walking in a dream or something?
It's too quiet, Max. Too quiet.
I know.
The North Koreans are dug in. I don't want to walk into an ambush.
What's the objective?
I can see it from here. That low hill about a quarter of a mile ahead.
That doesn't look so tough.
Guadalcanal looked like a jungle paradise, remember?
Yeah.
Down the tank, my cover! Don't bunch up, Tony. Separate those guys.
Oh, I just got it. Shut up!
Max, come over here. Right. I like this something real estate you got, Lieutenant. There ought to be more of it.
Keep that helmet on.
Just looking to see what hit me.
They're shooting the works. We can't wade through that stuff.
I'm glad you thought of that, Lieutenant.
Hey, Max, they're blaming us for the whole wall. Let's get out of here.
Sure looks like it, doesn't it, Corporal?
Sorry, Lieutenant. I didn't see you.
I figure we can get about another 200 yards without getting cut up too bad.
Want me to move the men up?
Have them follow me and keep them low. I got a point picked out at the base of the hill.
Be right behind you, Lieutenant.
Come on, you guys. Don't get so comfortable.
Lieutenant is nuts, Max.
Nuts.
You're still alive, aren't you?
Never thought of that.
Over here, Sergeant.
Be right there, Lieutenant.
What's this hurry?
We lose anybody? Did you see anyone get hit?
I didn't see anyone.
Max, we've been down good.
Yeah, I know.
If I rush the hill with a whole platoon, there won't be enough of us left to hold a decent service.
Sir, just like a rat in a trap. Just like I'm in a trap.
We can always retreat.
Why?
I was thinking the same thing. Now, listen. Get me 10 men. 10 guys who can shoot straight.
You get 4, Tony. I'll get 4.
I'm going to get that Kentucky hillbilly. He can hit anything.
Hurry it up.
Come on, Tony. Come on.
I'll get there.
I got the 10 men, sir.
All right, listen to me. There's 2 machine guns on that hill. We've got to knock them out.
Yes, sir.
The way I figure it, there isn't enough cover for the whole platoon to attack. We can't rush them, so 10 of us will crawl over to a point parallel with that rock.
Uh-huh.
If we can get in that hollow just behind them.
About 50 yards this side of the machine gun place?
That's right. Now let's start moving.
Seven, eight, nine, 10. We all made it, sir.
Good. Now listen. It's going to be murder unless we get that machine gun. We got to strike fast. You've got plenty of cover here.
The whole platoon exposed. All I have to do is wait for us to shiver a little.
You shivering?
Yeah. Any objections?
Spread out a little. I'm going up alone. I'm going to try and get them fast. You guys cover me.
Lieutenant, you haven't got a snowball's chance. I'll pick you off before you get 20 feet.
Can you think of a better way to get those guys?
Good luck, Lieutenant.
Thanks.
Keep me covered.
Nuts, Max. It's nuts. I ain't got a chance.
So far, so
good. Got him, Max. He's down.
No, he's okay, Tony. You see, he's moving again. He just slipped.
Never make it. All he's got's a .45.
Keep him covered. Keep him covered.
I'm doing it. I'm praying, too. What do you think, Max?
I don't know.
What should we do? We can't just sit here.
I'm going up after him. Keep me covered.
Everybody's gone nuts. Everybody.
Lieutenant, here's the carbine.
Quick.
Looks like you had yourself a party.
Yeah, something like that.
What happened?
Something must have jammed the machine gun. This one here. No, that one turned around for a minute, and when I jumped in, he got it first.
Four at once. Not counting the guy you tried to knock off with your bare hands.
I ran out of ammunition. I didn't have time to reload. You get back with the rest of the guys. I'm going after the other machine gun.
You got too much luck, Lieutenant. Don't run it too far. Don't run it too far.
What happened, Max? What happened?
Keep praying for the Lieutenant, Tony. Keep praying, because he's keeping us alive.
Hey, Max, he's waving to us.
All right, come on, guys. Up the hill.
Make those guns talk. Make them talk.
Start this machine gun working, Max.
Cut it out. Nobody's coming back. Max, cut it out.
Maybe there's nobody left.
Where's the Lieutenant?
Walking up behind you. Walking like the war was over.
All right, Max. Grab a cigarette. This part of the war is over.
How'd we do, sir?
We did real good, Corporal. There were about 100 of them on this hill. Killed about 75 or 80. The rest of them gave up.
How about us, sir? What'd it cost us?
We got all we came with, Max. Two guys got wounded, but not bad. How's about a cigarette?
Yeah, you have one of mine, sir.
All right, thanks.
Did you know there were two guys working that second machine gun, Lieutenant?
I did when I got there.
Lieutenant, sir.
Yeah?
You was running up the hill trying to win the war alone. I said you was nuts. I'm sorry, sir.
So?
Sorry. So? Sorry I said you was nuts.
Max, you and Tony see that the men take it easy for a while.
Yes, sir.
Seven guys, Max. Not so seven of them all alone.
I know.
Nuts. Why'd he do it, Max?
I don't know. He's the officer.
That's no reason. No officer's told to get himself killed. Not that way.
He didn't die.
I know, but we could have pulled back. I would have pulled back.
Yeah, me too, I think. I know I would have pulled back.
Then why?
Well, look at him, Tony. Take a good look.
Yeah?
Now, if anyone asks you, you've seen a Marine, and that Marine is one hell of a man.
When asked what happened, this 24-year-old Marine Lieutenant Henry Comiskey said, "They threw everything at us. I figured my platoon could get in plenty of trouble, so I just said to my men, 'Okay, you cover me.' And I went after them. As simple as that. Only his superior officers figured there was more to it than I just went after them. And so the President of the United States hung a medal around his neck. The medal, the Congressional Medal of Honor, with a citation which has the words, 'For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity, at the risk of his own life, above and beyond the call of duty.'"
Secure until the same time next week.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, your narrator was Larry Hayes, and the cast included Jackson Beck, Bill Quinn, Lois Harmon, Mandel Kramer, Clem Fowler, and Ian Martin. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now hear this.
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You over NBC.